This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Like Maryland, Michigan State, it ended in heartbreaking fashion. It was an ugly game, and it was an ugly game of bounce back, fall back.
Oh, really?
Because of it.
Ugly for me or ugly for GG?
Yeah, both. Michigan State has not allowed 70 points to its opponent during their three-game win streak. They have not allowed 75 points since January 19th against Illinois. The Terps score 75 points or more. Both you guys bounce back. Jason,
first
said,
one to 50 wins.
You said 77-74. Ken, even more confident. He said the Terps hit 80. They hit 55.
Yeah.
Rodney Rice, and you laughed at me for this one. He was 1 versus 4. Rodney Rice led the team in scoring against USC, leads the team in scoring again tomorrow. He did. He had 20. Both you guys fell back. Jason, you had your boy Seldon McGill.
He let him in a minus 14. He was minus 14.
With 22 points, and you said that he would hit 5 threes.
Oh, I had him and Rodney Rice confused.
Michigan State, 8th best in the country at defending threes. Opponents shoot just 29% from beyond the arc. Terps shoot at least their average, season average of 37.5%. They did not. It was 20%. Jason, you did fall back, though. 32% can bounce back. Michigan State plus 9.4 in rebounding differential. Terps hold them to plus 5 or fewer. Did not. It was 12. Both of you guys bounce back. Jason, you said Maryland out rebounds Sparty.
Shame on me.
Cowboy Caleb Swanton Roger records multiple assists for a third straight game against Marshall. Hit 5 assists in that game.
He's getting the IA bump in a big way.
He's getting a big IA bump. 5 assists to go along with 4 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks, and a steal. Jason, you fell back with 1 assist. Ken bounced back. Lakers cover the 9.5-point spread against the Mavs. They did not.
No, they did not.
8. Both you guys bounced back. Jason?
I said 12.
You said win by 12 or more. Up by 20-something late. Clay stays in, hits meaningless threes.
Clay turned out to hit some fairly meaningful threes. And Kyrie was out of his mind.
Luka goes over his 31.5-point total. He did not.
Yep.
19 points. Both of you guys fell back. It was a tie at 2. Tie at 2.
Not good. No bueno.
No Ken Wyman. We got Beltway Ben Hall. And I think you won last time. You're so kind. You are so kind.
That's
me. We'll start. You're a giver.
I am. I actually am.
You are. I said you are. Maryland made just 4 threes against Michigan State. They double that and make 8 or more tomorrow, Ben Hall.
A lot of road games, they've started slow, had one at halftime and a couple of them. Penn State's kind of small. I'm going to go under that.
Under.
So fall back.
That's a fallback for those at home.
I've watched a little bit of Penn State lately. They don't do a whole lot for me defensively. And I think the Terps are going to be able to toy with them a little bit inside, outside. You can't keep Selt Miguel down, but only so long. So he's coming back with a vengeance. Yes. Put Selt down for four.
Oh, Selt.
Put Rodney Rice down for four.
Jeez.
Put Jacoby Gillespie down for three.
Three.
Gillespie. Put Jordan Geronimo down for one.
Oh, come on. Gillespie.
And DHS gets off the schneid. I'm not sure he's made one in 3 months. DHS gets one.
Let me just run this by you again. Selden with four.
Yes.
Rice with four.
Yes.
Gillespie three.
Yes.
Geronimo and DHS with one.
Yes.
That is a massive bounce back. What is it? 8, 11.
That's 13.
13 threes. Wow.
Lucky number 13.
Making it rain. Julian Reese, Derek Queen. They did not have good performances the other night.
No,
sir. They bounce back and they combine for 32 or more points.
They were on a trajectory there up until they met Sparty, who we know don't turn the ball over, clean up on the glass, only allow you 66. Well, before that Terps game, it was 66.7 points per game allowed in conference. And they can take away your main thing defensively. That's not Penn State, and that's not what had been happening to the Terps for the last 3 weeks prior to that Sparty game. So I believe these guys get back on the track they were on, which is they're combining for 30 or more points and they're combining for 20 or more rebounds. And Bone, I'm going to say they combined for 35 points.
That's a bounce back.
And 22 rebounds.
Rebounds. Okay, Ben?
Bounce back for sure. Willard, one of the big things I took away from his postgame presser was they didn't get the ball inside enough. I think both of these guys have a double-double here, so I will bounce back.
And we'll get to the scoring as a whole. Terps held to a season low, 55 points against Michigan State. They hit their season average of 83 points or more. Ben.
Bounce back. Penn State allows a ton of points home, away. They're not very good defensively. I think the Terps score 85 in this one.
Oh, 85.
Yeah, I think this gets back to its overways. I think Ace Bailey's going to be chucking balls up from all over the place, and he'll hit quite a few. I believe this is like a 91-77 kind of deal.
Okay, all right. Cowboy, Caleb Swanton, Roger.
The show really doesn't start till we get to the Cowboy.
That's true.
I feel like now we're in our groove.
They're going, Old Dominion's going up against Coastal Carolina tonight.
Big one.
They played them earlier in the year. Cowboy didn't have a point. Didn't have a point. He scores at least five tonight at Coastal. Jason.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Believe it or not, I did work on this game, and I listened to a podcast about this game, and I think Coastal's going to have some issues down low. And Cowboy knows himself, and he's
Cowboy
not
can bang.
Cowboy's not necessarily trying to go to the rim all the time, but I think the Cowboys score 6 or more in this game, Bone, and I think he grabs back 5 or more rebounds.
I've been against Swanton Bomb for a while, but I'm going to go over here. I'll say 6 points.
Six points. You guys are simpatico hacks.
We're wishing it into existence for you, Cowboy.
Let's get to a Big Ten game tonight. Purdue taking on UCLA. Purdue covers the 5.5-point spread. Ben.
Bounce back in a strong way. You'll hear more at 4 with my best bets. But Purdue had a players-only meeting. They're pretty fired up. They've played bad lately. UCLA and Mick Cronin will be complaining about the road schedule and everything after the game. I'm going to say they cover.
UCLA has struggled when they've had to do these legitimate road trips. Their scoring pace goes way down. I like the under in this game more than I like any side. But I think Purdue can win this by multiple possessions. So I think Purdue can win by, what is it now? 5.5?
I think they win
by 6 or more.
By 6. Okay. NBA, big game. Celtics taking on the Cavs. Celtics cover the 2.5-point spread against the Cavs. Jason. Boston's at home.
I know. Yeah. I kind of like. The only thing I've done here is I kind of like plus money on the Cavs to win the first quarter. Cavs money line first quarter. I think Boston's got it going now. They're better on the road than home, especially when it comes to covering. But I like Boston money line, and they got to win by 3. So I'm going to say Boston wins by 2.
That is a fallback, Ben.
Got the Cavs plus 2.5. I think Jason just said it. Boston has not been as good at home as they've been on the road. Mazzulla seemed pretty fired up with them. He's benched some guys here and there. The Cavs are playing awesome. The DeAndre Hunter move pushed them even more forward. So I like the Cavs to cover here.
Let's go a couple player props in that game. Donovan Mitchell over 26.5 points. Ben.
Bounce back. Donovan Mitchell loves these types of matchups. And the thing with him, he'll either get 30-plus tonight or he'll score 8. I'm going to say he goes for that 30-plus.
Jason?
I think he can drop 30.
Okay. And lastly, Jason, Tatum over 25.5.
I think Tatum and Donovan Mitchell are going at it here a little bit scoring-wise. I mean, Tatum's playing amazing basketball the last 3 weeks and really shooting the lights out of things. So, yeah, I think – and if he's got his stroke early, it's usually a good day. I think Tatum goes for 30.
Ben?
I think that's an over game.
I'm going to fall back. Tatum
– play the game?
Yeah, I think Tatum, he's up and down, but he will do a lot of other things. But scoring-wise, I think he finishes, I'll say, with 19.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Jimmy Patsos is going to be joining us. What did Jimmy think of that end-of-game sequence? Jacoby Gillespie, did he pull too early? Jimmy's going to tell us at 3. But coming up next, we're going to hit the hot corner. We'll give you an in-game update for the Orioles. And also, Grayson Rodriguez had his Grapefruit League debut, and he tweaked his delivery. We'll tell you what he did.
Somebody hit a jack in this game, too. That might be a tease. Oh. Get it?
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.